It's only a matter of recognizing it as it is in a terms of our own self. So we don't have to to do much about it. But if we are not established in that state, then the need for a teacher and the need for the scripture on the basis of which the teacher will teach. जिसको ये हो गया कि मैं ये
आपका जो है शिक्षा देने की जो शिक्षा जब समझो ना फिर शिक्षा कोई बात नहीं है ये तो जो शिक्षा बोल रहा है अपने को उपदेश है कोई दूसरे को नहीं जिसको आपको बहुत प्रसन्न कर रहे हैं अपने से आप उपदेश ले अपने लेकिन जिसको देह व्यास है उनके लिए गुरु से वास्ता है जिनको लिए आत्म तत्व का बोध है उसका उसी का ही इसी उसी की अपने आप
As long as one is not established on that unboundedness of awareness, in that oneness of life, so long one speaks to someone else, one teaches to someone else. And when one is established on that level of oneness, then one teaches to oneself, one speaks to oneself. The teaching is one's own self, the other is one's own self, everything is in terms of one's own self. It's only as long as one has not arisen to that level, then I am a teacher and you are the student and this is the teaching and you go ahead with that. And when on the level of the awareness of the teacher, he is speaking to himself and his speech is nothing but his own self. The teaching, the content of it is nothing but his own self. The student is nothing but his own self. Everything is nothing but in terms of one's own self.
Is a man living the life of unity any more at the moment after the beginning of Satyuga than at the moment before the end of Kali Yuga?
कहते हैं कि एक को ज्ञान हो गया तो कलयुग के अंत के समय में जिसको ज्ञान होगा क्या उसका ज्ञान ठीक उसी कोटि का होगा जितना ज्ञान उसको होगा जो सतयुग में ज्ञानी हुआ तो सतयुग के ज्ञानी को और कलयुग के ज्ञानी को ज्ञान में एक समानता होगी या क्या असर होगा कैसा होगा
कल जब सतयुग तो अपने हाथ में है कलयुग था जो अच्छे बुरे कर्म करते हैं उनके लिए उस टाइम में कलयुग था इस टाइम कलयुग का टाइम है जो अच्छे कर्म करते हैं उनके इस टाइम समझोगे ये तो हमारे यहाँ वृत्तियां हैं आत्मा में कलयुग करते हैं
सतयुग एंड कलयुग दे आर अवर ओन मेक इट इज ए प्रोजेक्शन ऑफ अवर ओन स्टेट ऑफ बीइंग इवन इन कलयुग दोज हु आर डिवोटेड टू राइट एक्शन इन सपोर्ट ऑफ इवोल्यूशन सपोर्टेड बाय मदर नेचर They are as good as living in Satyug. Satyug and Kalyug, they are the differences on the basis of one's action. If one is doing good, one is living in Satyug, all progressive structure of existence. Doing bad, all under the subjugation of the forces of nature, and that's what makes Kalyug and Satyug. There is no Kaliyuga and no Satyuga in that oneness of the self. On the level of ultimate reality, which is our own self, there is no difference in the quality of time. Time is our own make. Satyuga is as we are, Kaliyuga is as we are. And therefore, this Kaliyuga and Satyuga is from the consideration of action, from the consideration of activity, from the consideration of the self. There is no Kaliyug, there is no Satyug, it's all bliss, it's a transcendental unity of existence, and that is our reality. By that he means to say, we shouldn't bother about Kaliyug or Satyug. Meditate and enjoy.
Haven't we talked about cosmic cycles of time, that Kali Yuga lasts a certain period of time, and Satyuga a certain period of time? It seems as though these things are controlled by, not as a result of just individual action, but our unbreakable cycles of time that happen irregardless of, even if we start a revival, we can have a wave in Kali Yuga.
ये कहते हैं ये आपका तो कहना ठीक है लेकिन
जब किसी को कहता नहीं कि तुम बुरा करो सब जो कहता नहीं कि तुम भजन करो जहाँ आत्म स्वरूप को समझो काल जो भी तुम्हारे अंतर्गत है सब जो भी तुम्हारे आत्मा आत्म स्वरूप है ना अपने स्वरूप को मत भूलो और दुनिया को अगर जिज्ञासा है जिनको जिज्ञासा है उनको तो उसको तो कभी भूल नहीं सकता है और जिनको जिज्ञासा नहीं है ये छोटे छोटे सुखों के पीछे खुद काल जो बना रहते हैं दो खुद होता है देवी और सूर्य दोनों पार्टी है जो सत्य जो देवी पार्टी है वो सत्य के जमाने की पार्टी वो उनको टाइम उस टाइम मिलेगा इस टाइम इलेक्शन का टाइम है वो सूरी पार्टी है इनका आपस में झगड़ा चलता रहा है चलता पहले परंपरा चलता रहा है हो नहीं सकते इसलिए अपने अगर देवी पार्टी का अपने क्षमा को हमारा टाइम का अपने को लाके अपने अभ्यास करें
What you say is all right. This cosmic cycle, this story of cosmic cycle, but seen from that unboundedness of being, what we find is that all our action is our own self. It's not the inducement from any segment of time that we do right or that we do wrong or see. We are powerful enough to do what we want to do. We are powerful enough to float in those waves of that unboundedness, and we don't have to be drawn to wrongdoing or this thing or that thing by the influence of Kali Yuga, by that under the spell of that cosmic cycle of Kali Yuga. We are not bound by it. We are unbounded, eternal, and that's how we live this state. And the Kali Yuga. Kaliyuga and Satyuga, we bring about, it's a cycle, but it is brought about by the action of man. no specific compulsion from the time. In Kaliyuga also, in Satyuga also, you realize the self and we live the timelessness through all time. And that timelessness is the reality of time. That timelessness is the reality of time. That unboundedness is the reality of Kali Yuga in as much as it is the reality of Satyuga. So what is important is that timelessness, which really is the basis of Kali Yuga and Satyuga, the basis of all the cycles, and that reality is our own self. And therefore we can't do anything with the excuse of Kali Yuga, or we can't do something with the excuse of Satyuga. Because Satyuga is like that, we'll do like that. Because Kali Yuga is that, we'll do like that. We can't take an excuse in the cycle of time. We must have that unbounded awareness and live the timelessness in the Kali Yuga.
Then there doesn't seem to be any absolute requirement or need to have any change of some sort either. If people could become made aware, then there would never have to be these things that I'm not sure where the source is, but that said that there's Kali Yuga for this many years, and there's no need for it. Why did the idea ever arise?
फिर ये कहते हैं कि ये जो शास्त्र कहता है कि ये इतने कोटि के
कलयुग में सत्य को बना सकते हो तो पहले कहा था कभी जो कलयुग में सत्य रहता है
efforts of the meditation guides. Kali Yuga can be transformed into Satyuga. Every man realizes his self, is that unboundedness of being, all sattvic action, the Kali Yuga becomes a Satyuga. Time is in our hands. Transformation of the time will be most effective if it is brought about from that level of timelessness. Time is just the segment, that's the expression of timelessness. Leaves, flowers, fruits, they are just the expression of that unmanifest self. And therefore, all transformation in the value of the manifested aspect is most effectively brought about from the level of the unmanifest. And therefore, from the level of timelessness, which is our own transcendent being, the self, it is possible to bring transformation of any kind in any field of time. It's very beautiful.
Is it possible to gain the status of unboundedness and then lose it again? Or will this mean that if we've lost it, it was not pure unboundedness?
ये कहते हैं कि अनंतता अखंडता हमारे चेतना में आ गई
समझे वो तो उसको तो भूल नहीं सकता है जो कहीं शास्त्र के द्वारा सुना हुआ है गुरु के द्वारा श्रवण कर लिया हुआ लेकिन वर्णन नहीं किया है वो तो पतन होगा वो तो भूलेगा इसने स्वयं अपने प्रैक्टिकल जीवन बना के जैसा कहा वैसा उसने अनुभव करके देखे तब तो उसको दृढ़ पुरुष ज्ञान अपने आप हो
जाएगा by direct cognition, so long, even though one has experienced, has heard from the scripture and has heard from the teacher, it is like that, you are unbounded, akhand, ananta, you are infinite, absolute. So, even though one has heard from the scriptures and from the teacher, but as long as one has not gained the direct cognition of that reality, one would be guessing about it. And guesswork is not a lasting thing, but as the teacher has taught on the basis of the scriptures, on that teaching one practices. Through the practice one gains a clear cognition of the reality. Through the practice that which was a timely cognition, which was a cognition for a little while, becomes an all-time cognition, meaning thereby transcendental consciousness becomes cosmic consciousness through practice. And once one has gained that permanent cognition, then one cannot lose it, one doesn't become unaware of it. But only by hearing or by reading in the scriptures, one cannot have that thing established in the day-to-day life. And therefore, it is necessary to practice, have the direct experience of it, and through the practice, make that experience a permanent reality of day-to-day life. And once it is accomplished, it never goes. That is that cosmic consciousness.
Well, why does the Absolute express itself at all?
ये कहते हैं, ये अनंत अखंड चेतना अपने को वो अव्यक्त है तो वो व्यक्त क्यों करती है अपने को ये व्यक्त होके सारा बिखर जाती है प्रकृति ऐसा क्यों होता है
बात ना वो बिखरा नहीं है जैसे बिखर तो वो होता है जो देसी होता है उसका बिखरना हम ही बिखरे हुए हैं वो नहीं
बिखरा इट्स नॉट दैट द एब्सोल्यूट हैज मैनिफेस्टेड इन द रिलेटिव स्फीयर्स We are held up in the relative. Not that the Absolute has manifested, but that we are manifested. It is our non-establishment in the Absolute that makes us see that the Absolute is manifest. It's not the Absolute that is manifesting. It is we remaining in the manifest field. ये कहते हैं कि वो अगर वो अनंत अखंड सत्ता व्यक्त नहीं हुई तो हमारा जीवन तो ऐसा लगता है कि ये सब
मरुस्थल की भूमि है उसमें जो नदी की प्रतीति होती है नदी वहाँ हुई है नदी हुई नहीं वहाँ प्रतीत होती है
ब्यूटीफुल
वो तो मरुस्थल की नदी है ये संसार जो मरुस्थल की नदी कितना अगर संसार सत्य होता अगर जो बैठे हुए हैं ये केवल मरुस्थल की नदी की तरह है जो आत्मा तत्व है वो तो सब जगह इनका शरण वाला वो तो इसका ज्ञाता है वो तो जागृत का सुपने का सुक्ति का तीनों काल का हुए ना हुए का सबका ज्ञाता सर्वदेशी है ना जो सर्वदेशी वही सर्वदेशी का अनुभव कर सकता है जो आप एक देशी होते तो आप एक चीज का अनुभव करते आप अहंकार का सारा शरीर का अनुभव करते हैं जिसका सारा विराट स्वरूप है सारा विराट उसका स्वरूप तो ये संसार है ये उसका विराट स्वरूप है तो जिसका विराट स्वरूप उनको सारे अपने अंगों का मालूम बुद्ध है कि हमारे अंग में क्या हो रहा है कहाँ हमारे अंग टूटे हुए आपको तो यहाँ से लेकर अपने पिछली 10 कदम का आपको मालूम क्या हो रहा है जो सर्वदेशी आत्म तथा जब अस्थित हो जाएंगे आपको यहाँ बैठे सारे ब्रह्म का पता लग जाएगा कि हमारे कहाँ कहाँ क्या हमारे शरीर में हो रहा, कहाँ कहाँ किस देश में क्या बिगड़ रहा, कहाँ कहाँ सुधर रहा है, वो क्यों तुम्हारा शरीर है, तुम्हारा स्वरूप है, तुम्हारा विराट स्वरूप है। तो जब तक उस विराट स्वरूप में जो आत्मा तक जो सर्वदेशी अविनाशी ब्रह्म सत्ता है उसका ये विराट उसका भास रूप है, भास में है नहीं।
This has not manifested, absolute has never manifested, as the, in the mirage, the river is never a created reality, it's just a warm wave, there is only air, and what we see is river. It has never happened, only it appears to be. Like in the dream, you see that maybe your throat is cut and the house is fallen and this, but nothing has happened. As the house and the reality of the dream, which has never been built and never raised and it is never there, like the reality of the ocean of water in a mirage, there is no water but it appears to be. So it only appears to be. And that appearance also is not real. You see the ocean, but there is not a drop of it. You see the multiplicity of creation, but the reality of the absolute unmanifest is the ultimate reality of it.
Wouldn't it be better than if there was no mirage? Wouldn't it be better, to put Rob's question in another sense, wouldn't it be better if there was no mirage at all?
तो कहते हैं कि ये जो मृग मरीचिका हुई तो ये कैसा अच्छा होता कि ये मृग मरीचिका भी ना होती, तब ये अनंत अखंड ही अखंड होता।
है तो कुछ नहीं, वहाँ ब्रह्म है, लेकिन वो सत मान लेता ना उसको, जो सत मानता है जो उसके पीछे मृगनाग में सुगंध सुगे होगा गंदी, वो मृग की तरह जीव जो है संसार को सत मान के इसमें सुख बुद्धि मान के उसके पीछे जमता रहता है मरता रहता है, लेकिन उसकी पूर्ति नहीं होती है। जैसे संसार मरुस्थल की भूमि है ना, संसार हुआ नहीं, ऐसे चेतना है जैसे शीशे और शीशे के अंदर चित्र प्रतीत होता है, लेकिन शीशे में हुआ नहीं, शीशे में कुछ।
As one sees an image in the mirror, but there is nothing in the mirror. Like that, the entire multiplicity of manifest life is reflecting from the nervous system. It's just a reflection from the nervous system without any substantiality in the structure of the reflection. It only appears to be as long as the other thing is not established, as long as the one thing, oneness is not projecting, as long as the oneness is not reflecting from this nervous system, so long other things appear to be. But that appearance is absolutely meaningless. The reality is oneness of the self. The self alone is. And when that self reflects from nervous system in its fullness, then the unity gets established. So it's not there, only it reflects, it appears to be.
And yet even in unity, you said earlier that the perception in unity is one of waves on the ocean, rather than being a flat, unmoving ocean, it's the perception of waves on the ocean.
कहते हैं कि जैसे आपने पहले कहा कि अनंत अखंड सत्ता में ये सब
चेतन करके आपको जगत की प्रतीति हो रही है, चेतन करके आपको भानु रकम आ रहे हैं जा रहे हैं अथवा अभ्यास कर रहे हैं, चेतन से जड़ तो नहीं थे, अब जड़ होते तो आपको कैसे भान होता है। जो आत्मा को जड़ बताता है वो उसने समझे, वो आत्मा को समझा नहीं, आत्मा चेतन है, चेतन जो जड़ को जानने वाला है, जो सुन को जानने वाला है, जो सुन को सुन के अंदर प्रकाश चेतन का।
योर ऑब्जेक्शन विल बी वैलिड इफ द सेल्फ वेयर इनर्ट इनर्शिया वॉइड वेकेंसी, बट इट्स नॉट वॉइड, इट्स चित, सत चित आनंद, चित, इट्स प्योर नॉलेज, इट्स कॉन्शियसनेस, बाय वर्च्यू ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस इट्स नॉट फ्लैट नॉन एग्जिस्टेंस, इट्स नॉट इनर्शिया, इट इज फुलनेस ऑफ इंटेलिजेंस, absolute intelligence. That is the absolute. It's not inertia. And once the fullness of awareness is there, by virtue of purity of the nervous system, naturally, when the fullness of awareness is there, it is awareness. And by virtue of awareness, everything else will be cognized in terms of one's own self. This is all that unity means. Because the state of unity is non-relative, it is in terms of one's own self. Everything in terms of one's own self. Now examine this statement. Everything in terms of one's own self. That means everything is self is, everything is in terms of the self. This does not negate the existence of anything. It accepts the existence of everything. It accepts the cognition of everything. It accepts the cognition of everything in terms of the unity of the self. And therefore, we have to go by the cognition of unity saturated with the sense of awareness of unity. The state of unity is not inertia, because it is chit, it's consciousness, it's not void. Atman is not void, it's not inert, it is consciousness. It is jnana, it is Vishuddha Chetana, it is awareness. And because it is awareness, the awareness is open to cognition. But that cognition is in terms of the self. That cognition is in terms of awareness. And therefore, along with cognition of the multiple creation, what dominates life is awareness of unity. If you think that in the state of unity, cognition should not be valid, this will be the state if the state of unity were inertia. And because it's not inertia, it's consciousness, absolute consciousness, and therefore it has that value of cognition of multiplicity in terms of unity.
When you say cognition of multiplicity, this to me implies that somehow the multiplicity really has an existence. And I can't equate that with the earlier statement that the relative is a mirage. And I don't understand whether the relative is a mirage without existence or whether the relative really has some form of existence which we cognize in terms of ourselves.
कहते हैं कि जब वो अनंत अखंड चेतना एक व्यापक सत्ता है और अगर वही वही है आज एंड द ड्रीम एंड द नॉन एग्जिस्टेंस ऑफ द रियलिटी ऑल दिस इज जस्ट टू शेक इट्स अ शॉक थेरेपी टू शेक द माइंड ऑफ समवन हु फाइंड्स दैट दिस इज राइट एंड दिस इज राइट एंड दिस इज राइट इफ someone whose awareness is held up in these limitations of relativity, to give him a shock, to just awaken him to some reality which he is not perceiving yet, to awaken his wits, to awaken his interest, to awaken his awareness to some other reality, some fourth state of consciousness, sixth, seventh state of consciousness. All these terms are used, that this is nothing, this is mithya, it doesn't exist, it's a mirage, it's like a dream and which has no existence. All these expressions belong to that level where the world is real, steadfast in one's awareness, that everything is real and this alone is. To give a shake to that understanding, to awaken him that discrimination, and to arouse his interest in gaining that fourth state of consciousness which he is not living so fast. All these words are spoken, but they are all on the level of ignorance. On the level of enlightenment, I alone am. Thou art that, I am that, all this is that, and there is no question of discrimination between the unity and the multiplicity, nothing. But as long as one's understanding has not reached that level of oneness, as long as one is fixed within the limitations of these relative existences, so long one has to be told and shaken and awakened to that reality. Otherwise in reality, oneness is. And that is my own self.
Maybe this question has been answered, and I just haven't understood it. What then would be the difference of your perception as it is now and your perception after you leave the body? Would there be any qualitative difference in what you perceive?
कहते हैं ज्ञानी के दृष्टि में, जगत में ज्ञानी व्यवहार